Hello, and welcome to Anime Audio Commentary. Today I'll be commenting on episode 4 of Don't Toy With Me, Miss Nagataro. If you'd like to watch along, then start watching now. Oh dear, so Senpai has been oil painting. I know a little bit about oil paint, and boy howdy does it not come out of things. Like, you need, I don't know what you'd call it, extra strength soap to, like, get it off of the stuff that you stain. I feel like this is, in some ways, a recipe for disaster. You know, something is going to get stained, and somebody's going to be mildly perturbed about it, or they're going to start teasing other people about it. It's not going to be good. You know, wearing a white shirt when you're oil painting is a dangerous endeavor. I mean, I guess it doesn't help that Nagataro seemingly has no concept of personal space. You know, not that washing your hands is a sensual activity or anything, but wow, that's a bit of a stretch, isn't it? That was perfectly calculated just to irritate him and freak him out. Although at the same time, you know, touching hands, like, that's, wow, okay. I mean, if you're not used to touching somebody's hands, I'd imagine that's kind of startling. You know, hands have a lot of nerves associated with them and all that. I can only imagine somebody else is going to walk in and see what's going on here, and it's not going to be good. Probably Nagataro's friends. You know, he really should look where he's running. He's going to get himself into some kind of trouble. So, ultimately, nothing really happened so far, but I feel like postponing things is really just going to cause more trouble. You know, Senpai thinks he can have a peaceful lunchtime by eating in the art room, but, you know, it's not just Nagataro who's coming to pick on him, it's her friends now, too. So I guess the only good thing about this is that if they're going to be picking on him, Nagataro is going to spring to his defense like a rabid tiger. So I do find it interesting that Nagataro wasn't with them and she wasn't with Senpai. You know, what else does she really do with her life? But at the same time, you know, I feel like this is, a rather uncomfortable situation. You know, they're plotting, and it's certainly not good. I mean, you know, they're sort of going down this line of questioning, and technically he has, but, you know, it was more of an inadvertent thing. I feel like this isn't going to make things any better. Man, you know, imagine being Senpai. This sort of thing has literally just fallen into your lap, and you're not taking advantage of it. Granted, it's almost certainly a trap. You know, no good can come of any of this. Oh, dear. Man, this is sinister, you know, just shut up and touch him, Senpai. What are you so afraid of? Man, he's acting like it's a hot piece of metal and he just scalded his hand. Okay, well, I guess that makes sense. You know, they sort of played him for a bit of a fool here. Uh-oh. Yeah, I think it goes without saying that Nagatara's none too happy about any of the fondling going on. Fortunately, you know, in sort of contrast to how things usually go, she's not mad at him because it's not his fault, you know. She's mad at her friends for being, salacious and backstabbing. Oh, man, this is really not good. You know, she is sore about that. I feel like the appropriate thing to do would be to offer up your own for squeezing, but, you know... Darn, you know, I was kind of hoping we would avoid this whole business of her being mad at him, but... Man, that's not a particularly convincing laugh, you know. She's sort of like, oh, okay, nothing actually happened, so there's nothing to be mad about. Man, the lady doth protest too much about all this. So, as always, you know, the best course of action for Senpai would be to double down, you know? Like, take her up on her offer, she'll back down immediately. You know, I find it interesting that Nagatara's sort of, using these bean buns as an analogy. You know, this is almost like a bit of a proxy war here, you know. Which is better, you know, my super deluxe bean bread or my friend's ordinary bean bread? I feel like this game is ripe for misunderstanding and accidents. You know, give each bean bun a squeeze, see if you can tell which is which. Surely no good can come of this. I mean, honestly, the only correct course of action here is to just double down. Just go ham, man. Just do it. Uh-oh. Surely nothing could go wrong here. Yeah, what an interesting spongy texture. Surely this couldn't actually be bread, could it? Man, I like how he just gave, like, the first one a little squeeze, and now he's getting all real in-depth with the second one. I mean, in a sense, he is right. The second one was the premium item, but not in the way he thought. I feel like this punishment is not really deserved, you know? She instigated that whole thing, and I feel like nothing would have gone wrong had she not sort of decided to tease him. Well, that's a really interesting eye catch here. You know, boy, bean bread, isn't that arousing? Uh-oh. So it sounds like Nagatara is sort of strong-arming him into drawing her, for real this time. You know, Nagatara's making an interesting point here. You know, you can draw fruit anytime, but how often are you going to have a willing participant? And it would seem as though she's a bit late, but she came prepared. You know, she brought a whole couch. I can only imagine this is going to devolve into a reference to Titanic, you know, draw me like one of your French girls and all that. So this seems like a bit of an escalation here, you know. Another club was just getting rid of it, so she figured, ooh, the art club could use it, even though she's not really a member of the club. I feel like this is only going to encourage her and her friends to stick around more often. So, you know, I highly doubt Senpai is going to get much art done in the near future, especially if he continues to have guests. You know, that's kind of a low blow, comparing Senpai to someone else. Comparing yourself to other people isn't really a worthwhile thing to do. I mean, like, it is and it isn't, but really, if you're going to compare yourself to anyone, the best thing to do is to compare yourself to yourself from the day before, you know? If you're even just a little bit better today than you were yesterday, that's improvement, and you know what? Sometimes that's enough. It doesn't have to be great leaps and bounds, but even if you're just like one step better today than you were yesterday, like, you know, that's something you can sleep at night knowing that. Alright, I've got a bad feeling about this. I feel like Nagatara is going to do, like, Hidden Instincts or whatever that film was. Hidden Instincts? I think that was what it was called. You know, she's sort of, like, sitting there with her legs crossed. But at the same time, she's sort of trying to do this exercise where they complement each other. I feel like this is really just, like, the same kind of deal. You know, something's going to go wrong here. I mean, it's partially because she just sort of, like, teases him for being a creep all the time that no sincere compliment he could give couldn't be construed as creepy as well. So, you know, you have to give something really lukewarm and milquetoast. You know, that's something that hasn't really come up before. It seems like Nagatoro has some sort of, like, martial arts experience. I'm wondering if she actually does know martial arts or something like that. But at the same time, it's interesting that this sincere compliment is something that she was, I guess, sort of trepidatious about. Like, she was taking it sincerely, but it's sort of like stunned her for a moment, you know. She stopped sort of picking on him briefly to accept the compliment. So, you know, despite the whole idea about them giving each other compliments, she's really just giving him a bunch of backhanded compliments. I feel like that sort of violates the spirit of this whole thing. You know, that was pretty astute on his part, trying to get her back on topic by saying, you know, hey, wasn't I supposed to draw you? Shouldn't we get down to business? Yeah, you know what? There we go. She's immediately doing the whole draw me like your French girls thing and putting on all kinds of poses. I feel like she's going to reveal once again she's wearing a bathing suit underneath everything. Now, I'm definitely no artist, but I'm wondering why precisely Senpai is sort of sharpening the pencil in the way he does so that there's a whole bunch of lead sticking out. I don't know what practical purpose that doing something like that would serve. It seems to me like a great way to break your lead and have to sharpen the pencil again, but you know what? It's entirely possible he knows something I don't know. Oh dear. So it seems like this is kind of the problem here. Despite having a willing participant as a model, Senpai hasn't really managed to sketch much of anything. It's unfortunate because I'm pretty sure he could do like a really nice drawing of her and she would almost certainly appreciate that. And I wonder how long he was just sort of putzing around not drawing anything. Because it seems like it's been a couple hours. Ooh, it seems like a rare bit of honesty here. In part, she keeps teasing him because he's not acting of his own initiative. The idea here that if he were to do that, maybe there would be less teasing. Although, at the same time, this feels like a trap. You know, I definitely wouldn't try anything in this situation, despite what she said. I mean, for one, I wouldn't be willing to believe that she's actually sleeping. You know, nobody falls asleep that quickly. So I guess when she's not there to sort of criticize him and tease him and all that, he can actually get some art done. And, you know, provided she doesn't roll around in her sleep, she's got a pretty static pose here, allowing him to get some actual work done. And you know what? All things considered, I think it turned out pretty nice. I like how they actually made it look like a real pencil sketch. And you know, he says it's not his best work and it's not finished and all that, but at the same time, you know, that's like leagues better than I could do. I mean, he's going along with her when she says, close your eyes, but I feel like something's going to happen here. Something unexpected. Alright, so obviously we're being baited into thinking she actually kissed him, but yeah, there we have it. Don't know what it is, but it's not her. Man, you know, no good deed goes unpunished. I feel like she could have done something other than give him a kiss that would have been a mild reward. Alright, well that's it for this episode. If you've enjoyed it, then by all means, tune in for the next one. See you, Space Cowboy.